The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
And welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Show. I'm Steve Cordasco. Today, we're going to talk about the mad world of age gap retirement. Did you know nearly 2 in 10 couples in America have at least 6-year age spread between them? That's according to the Census Bureau. Many of you are faced with the dilemma of an age gap and retirement, as well as late life planning. There's no simple formula. There's no playbook on how to go through and manage an age gap and retirement and that change of life moment that happens that often involves not just you, but a spouse or family members as well, especially when the statistics show most people don't think about retirement until retirement. Kind of sounds like a Yogi Berra phrase. Don't worry about retirement until retirement. That's pretty much what people do. So today, I want to go through kind of the preliminary planning phases that should be tackled if you're in that zone of this age gap that so many statistically are part of, according to the Census Bureau. So I'm going to give you 6 or 7 key factors that need to be considered. I also want to give you some strategies to consider as well that really come from my 30 years of being in practice and focusing on helping people navigate working life into the retired years, helping people save and accumulate for those retirement years while you're in those working years, but then also helping people transition to after the working years to live off of that accumulated wealth for almost a second lifetime. And many of you wonder, will you be okay during those years of retirement? So even without an age gap, it's complicated. With an age gap, it adds to the complication. Here's my number one key piece of advice. You need to manage the emotions of retirement. And my advice on how to manage retirement with an age gap has the same strategy as those that would be retiring that don't have quite an age gap. And it all begins with this piece of advice, talking it out. Open communication about ending your work life and the life-changing event that we call retirement. It's very, very crucial to have open, safe, honest talk about how to prepare and manage life in your retired years. See, what we're finding today as we study this large, massive group of retirees called the baby boomers, we're finding out today things that we never knew before. Clinically, the data is showing that it's extremely emotional when it comes to life-changing events like retirement. The studies show that ending a work career can be very traumatic for many of you, and many hide true feelings, especially men, where in the past, when a male would retire, there'd be maybe an office party and some jealousy within the office and coworkers saying, boy, must be nice to be able to not have to come to this place any longer. And, you know, men put on this bravado and fist bump and chest bump each other and walking out the door and, yep, that's it. Last day, I'm out of here. Get to do whatever I want now. But what we're finding deep down inside, when men openly talk about it, it's like a loss. And this is for women too. But women talk about it. Women are open, more so than men, in talking about how it affects them. Men sort of keep it within. And what's happening today is that silence doesn't create the open talk about what desires and dreams and priorities and ambitions one has in those retired years. So getting that open dialogue is a must. And trust me when I tell you, it doesn't come easily. As I said, I recommend the first step is to talk it out with anyone who's trained to facilitate open talk about life and wealth. Talk directed in a way that allows for that open conversation with the goal is to get to the root of what you and a spouse has as a priority of what you want those freedom years, those retirement years to look like. Now, if you have an age gap, and most people seem to wait until they're forced into retirement or close to the date of retirement to say, I want to retire. And if there's a 10-year age gap, and you might be 62 and your spouse is 52 or 56, spouse might not even be thinking in that realm. So the open dialogue is important to have, but it's not easy to have. Because there's emotions involved in it. Think about when you were raising children, if maybe you're still doing that, and there's an issue that comes up with one of your kids. It might be health-related. It might be some type of other type of troubles. It might be financial-related. And because it's your kids and it's close to you, and it's hard to not argue and go about it rationally because there's a crisis happening. And I'm trying to paint a picture for you that that moment of retirement can be the same, where dialogue is hard to have and hard to come by. So number one, you want to find a way to do that, to succeed in that. And there are tools that you can use to help you get it all out and openly express what's important to you. I use them. I like to use online software and games to help flush out what's important to you, a spouse, family member? It creates open talk and can help push the emotional part of it to the side. See, when there's an age gap, the emotions are even higher than if two people are very close to some arbitrary age that we seem to have made in our society, 65, which means retirement. If somebody's 63 and you're 65, or your spouse is 63 and you're 65, come on, the light's at the end of the tunnel, you can see it. But if there's a larger age gap where the older individual is thinking, you know what, my stamina's not there, I'm ready to hang it up. Especially men, it's very emotional, so they don't talk about it as much. Sometimes it can be a shock. So you have to get in that safe environment, open up the talk, and the talk, I'm not talking about therapy type of talk. I'm talking about what you want out of your life, what's your best life, and how your finances equal into that. Because what we're finding now is that for many women and men, leaving your work career, which has become for many a piece of your identity, it's no different than a loss of losing a loved one. Emotionally. So here are a few more things to consider. You don't start any of this until you can create open dialogue. And I would tell you to have a third intermediator there who is trained to help facilitate the talk of what do you want your life to be like? Where are you today? Where are you going and how do you want to get there? These are questions that need to be answered. And usually done with tools, done with an environment where someone has done it before, can help get out more about what priorities and what's important to you and your spouse. Because then you can start the framework of navigating through that part of life, which maybe for both is retirement. Maybe just one of you is retiring and the other will continue to work. But how you can balance it out and still live your best life when you both might not have the togetherness of retirement, at least in the beginning part of retirement. So that's most important. And that will set the framework for what comes next. And what comes next is talking about the decision-making on big life events. We'll bring it into smaller pieces, but there are big decisions that need to take place, especially where there's an age gap in retirement. For example, when to retire. So if you've made the decision you want to retire, but you have an age gap with your spouse, the question is, when does the other spouse want to retire? What does that retirement look like? And what does the other person want if they're not ready to retire? And what are their expectations in this half-retired household and half-working household? Maybe the other person will want to retire. Can it be done affordably? Maybe you're ready to retire, your spouse is not, but your spouse is willing to meet halfway, and maybe you work an extra year or two, and that gets you closer to being together in retirement. We don't know, because everybody's different. In this particular case, we're all snowflakes. Nobody's the same going into this. Trust me when I tell you. Now you have to make some big decisions. And once you know where each individual's head is, your head and your spouse's head, and what they're thinking and what they want out of that next phase of life, you got some big things to think about. Like, when do you start taking Social Security? If you're 65 and your spouse is 55, do you wait to 70? Because if you wait to 70, it's going to be a bigger, fatter check that your spouse gets down the road. Or if you just got to get out of work and you can't do it anymore and you collect early, what do you do knowing your spouse will receive less? Because here's what happens. If it's the man who is retiring early and older, and there's a 10-year gap in age, statistically, men have a shorter life expectancy. So in this particular case, a female spouse could be living 20 years in retirement when their spouse passed away 20 years ago. And we've already talked about Social Security and losing a spouse and affordability and how much of a toll that takes. So you got to manage Social Security correctly. And if you don't know what each person deep down inside wants out of this next phase of life, it's harder to make that decision. Number four, you have to think about long-term care coverage if there's gaps in age in retirement. Because taking care of an aging person can be doable with the younger spouse if they're in it and it's that partnership. What happens to that younger spouse later on in life? Who's there for them? And therefore, it needs to be considered. By the way, buying long-term care coverage in your 60s or 70s it's very expensive. Definitely something to be doing ahead of time in your 50s. Next, how do you handle pensions and annuity distributions? If you have an age gap and you want to choose joint and survivor benefits for your pension and annuity distributions, you have to consider that. That there will be regular income throughout the lifetimes of both spouses. But again, it depends on your total life and wealth picture. In most cases, when you have to pick a pension or an annuity distribution, choosing joint and survivor benefits makes a lot of sense, but not for everyone. What that means is some of you have a pension where you have the choice. Your company is saying if you retire, many Verizon employees in our region have gone through this in the last couple of decades. You hear about companies often doing downsizing. So in downsizing events, they may offer a pension for somebody to retire. A pension pays that individual, sort of like go away, and you get a pension, so you get paid, or an annuity distribution. when you fill the paperwork out to accept that pension and you have a spouse, there's rules that have to be followed so that spouse has access to part of that pension, because they may be working in a career that doesn't have a pension, or maybe they were stay at home. Part of that pension's owed to them. But again, how you take that pension really depends on your total life and wealth. You have choices usually. Some can take a lump sum, then you have to invest the money. Others, it's a monthly payment. If it continues after you pass away, that means your spouse can get benefits reduced in some cases. But you need to know the rules. You need to know if you are getting a pension or some type of annuity distribution, how it applies to you. But it's not just, hey, I got three boxes to check here. It really comes down to what you want and what your total wealth picture looks like. Next, how do you deal with investing a portfolio if you have a large HAT? See, as people age, some people get defensive, meaning they take less risk with their money. They don't invest as much in the stock part of an overall portfolio. They'll gravitate more to bonds. But if you have a spouse that's younger than you, they might need more growth, especially if it's a woman. If you're 65 and a spouse is 55, she's got a good 40 years of money needing to be there. Where if the male's the older in the equation, your life expectancy's not 40 years out. Important to note. That can become a problem. Especially if it's the male in the household who tended to do the investing. They might not be considering how inflation will eat up that retirement nest egg over that 40-year period, of which that male that was doing the investing will not be here statistically for 17 of those years. It can become a problem. It needs to be communicated. Lastly, it's important to do what's called late life planning and do it in writing. Get it structured in writing. What late life planning is, and when I bring this up, people say all the time, well, we've done late life planning. We have our living trusts. We have the cemetery plot paid for. We know we're going to have a life celebration with the Givenishes. We got mapped everything. I'm like, no. That's your end of life planning. I'm talking late life planning. I'm talking that period of time in your early 60s through your 80s. And I know because you're listening to this show, we have this youth wishing well going on, and many of you are going to live well into your 100s. But that's late life planning that we have to plan for. And if you have an age gap between you and your spouse, it's uber important to do what's called late life planning. And that is mapping out how you want your life to be when you have less freedom in those later years of life. And what I mean by that is maybe your legs don't work the way they used to. It's not so easy to get your hands to open things and button up your shirt, and getting in a car is difficult. Some health challenges come in. What's your late life plan for care? And it's not saying we're going off to a retirement community. It goes deeper than that. It goes to putting what your wishes are in writing so that they're there for those that are going to be helping care for you, especially if you're that younger spouse. Because later on in life, if dementia comes in, it's hard to communicate what you really want. And what a lot of people want in their late years and their retirement years is not to be a burden to their loved ones. They want to know that they're going to be okay, that they're not going to be destitute, they're not going to run out of money. Not being a burden to a family and loved ones is so high on people's priority that often family members don't know that somebody might be struggling that's an older parent or grandparent. Then if family gets involved, but your mental capacity and your mental well-being has slipped enough that communication becomes a problem, you might be able to hear what's going on in the room, but not verbally articulate with your lips. It'll be a sad moment to see children and loved ones bickering over what they think mom, dad, grandma, grandpop, nana, booby, or whoever it might be wanted at this stage of life. So it's important to get that stuff done earlier. And if you have an age gap, it's uberly important to have that mapped out. So it begins with dialogue, begins with talk. It begins with professionals who know how to do that. And when there's high emotions, somebody who can help facilitate the talk can really help navigate the right type of planning that needs to take place during the emotional time of transitioning from your working years to those freedom years that we call retirement, to when those freedom years in retirement then seem to fade away because our bodies just can't continue to do everything we wanted to do in those freedom years, and we face our own physical limitations. Best way to get through it is with a plan. A plan doesn't work unless it begins with knowing what everybody has as a priority, what's important to each individual, openly and honestly. Something to think about. If you have an age gap, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me, ask Steve at cfnplan.com. Let me know how you are managing different life hurdles, different life events. And by the way, right now, 2 in 10, statistically, according to the census, of you have at least a 6-year age gap. That is due to double in the next couple of years. Because often, due to longer life expectancies, more and more people are entering into second marriages. And those second marriages, more and more of them have age gaps. Something for you to think about, something for you to consider, and I'm here to help. Love to hear from you about this particular topic. If you have anything to pass along, tips to help others who might be faced with the challenge, feel free to let me know and I'll share it with our audience. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. We live in an age where, I know this sort of is a scary topic and kind of conjure up some deeper emotions in each one of you, but I'm here to tell you that I'm amazed of what I've seen with the ability of just myself to be able to have tools available to me to help people be open and honest about what their dreams and visions are, what they want out of life, and when the time comes for major life-changing events, truly what's important to them without feeling like they have to hold something in and not fully share it because they might think their spouse isn't on the same page. There's usually a more silent spouse in most relationships. Trying to get the open dialogue is what's so darn important. And today, more than ever before, there are fantastic tools to help that happen. And the better picture that someone like myself can get of what you might want out of life later on or what your spouse wants makes the probability of success of your planning go way up. Something to consider. Reach out to me anytime. Ask Steve at cfnplan.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.